Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Well, hello there, everybody. It's great to be back with you. Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe tonight, Joe Messina, and the Real Side Radio. It is always a pleasure sitting in for Joe, who is out doing his civic duty, trying to save the world from the crazy that is out there. And it seems like the crazy is just getting crazier, isn't it? Oh, my goodness. There's a lot that we're going to be talking about tonight. But I got to tell you that one of the craziest things that I've seen just in the past 24 hours is this race that's happening out in Georgia. And I want to talk about how this is going to be impacting politics all across the board over the next hour. I've got a great guest coming up here after the next commercial, who's going to be talking about this insanity that we're seeing right now with this. Every other commercial, I watch most of my TV is YouTube, okay, and then I watch some movies and things. I can't watch broadcast television. So the every single commercial is for politicians, it's for the election that's coming up here, and every leftist commercial, every commercial for the Democrats right now is about abortion. They're not talking about crime. They're not talking about the economy. They're not talking about the border. They're not talking about Russia and Ukraine and possible World War III. They're not talking about anything of substance. All they're talking about is they're trying to scare enough low-information voters. Hopefully, they're going after, in their mind, women that really don't know much about the 10th Amendment or anything along those lines. And even in California, they're trying to tell Californians that they're going to lose their right to abortion. And it is just the level of insanity that we're seeing right now coming across the board is when even leftists are asked about the economy. They're asked about these real issues. They're pivoting to abortion. I'll give you a quick example here. Stacey Abrams, who's only a few points down against Governor Kemp in Georgia. This is not a runaway election, folks, in Georgia. I got to tell you. Stacey Abrams, and they've had more votes in the past few days, early voting, than they've ever seen before. How's that voter disenfranchisement going, folks? But the question is, who's voting? And Stacey Abrams is literally saying that abortions will help solve the inflation problem. Here she is on Morning Joe on MSNBC. Surprise.
Having children is why you're worried about your price for gas. It's why you're concerned about how much food costs. For women, this is not a reductive issue. You can't divorce being forced to carry an unwanted pregnancy from the economic realities of having a child. Having children is...
This is incredible. She's asked specifically about inflation. And she pivots to abortion? And that abortion is going to solve the inflation problem because you, if you don't have children, then you can afford to live. How deranged and crazy can this get? Whatever your opinion is on abortion, whether you're 100% staunch, zero abortion for any reason, or you are 100% any abortion up to the ninth month, or where most Americans lie, and that is somewhere in between. I believe in pro-choice up to 12 weeks, 15, 20 weeks, whatever that may be, like most of the civilized world. There's no country in Europe that the left point to every time you have a discussion with them about anything else. They always point to Europe and the socialism of Sweden and the Norwegian country. No, there's no country in Europe that allows abortion, unfettered access to abortion, up until the day of birth. There's only two countries in the entire world. You know what they are? China and North Korea. Great job, leftists. And most Americans, when you sit down with them and have a discussion about this, they also believe that abortion should be made as what Bill Clinton said in 1992, safe, legal, and rare. But in that rare occasion, there should be an over-under. There should be a time. 15 weeks, 20 weeks, 12, whatever that is. That's up to us to have a discussion about. But Stacey Abrams and the left are using abortion as a cudgel in red and blue states, ubiquitous across the entire election this year. I haven't seen one commercial about the economy by the left. I haven't seen one commercial by the left about illegal aliens and the border crisis. I haven't seen one commercial by the left about the Ukrainian-Russian World War III potential that we are literally facing right now. We're not talking about this. I haven't seen anything about education. I haven't seen anything about crime. I haven't seen anything about the devastation of our blue cities. I haven't seen anything about the economy and the fact that we have now, according to Goldman Sachs, 100% chance of recession in the next year. Are they miscalculating? I don't know. We're going to talk about this and a lot more after the break. We got Reggie Littlejohn. She's the founder of Women's Rights Without Frontiers. This woman is smart, folks. She's spoken in front of Congress. We're going to get her on right after the break. We're going to talk a lot more about this. Don't go away. Real Side Radio.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
worried. I look around the room, and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
And welcome back, folks. Dave in the chair here for Joe as I sit in regularly, and it is always a pleasure on the Real Side Radio and across the fruited plain, whether you're listening to us on the GCN or Salem Radio Networks across the country. It is a pleasure being with you tonight. As I was just talking about in the previous segment, there is just so much crazy. There's just so much insanity happening right now. And all they're talking about, all the left are talking about when I turn on the YouTube and I see their commercials is abortion, abortion, abortion. What I want to hear them talk about are real issues. And one of the biggest issues that is percolating today, it's not getting much media, I'm sure, is the fact that the CDC is now moving to add COVID vaccines to the child immunization schedule for federal programs. They voted on it today. They're going to finish voting on it tomorrow. And I want to talk about this as well as the abortion debate as well with somebody that I'm learning a little bit about here, has an incredible background. My goodness, Reggie Littlejohn is the founder and president of Women's Rights Without Frontiers. Reggie, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you so much, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. I was looking at your bio, and just for our audience here, I got to share a little bit here. So, graduate of Yale Law School, you are an acclaimed international expert on China's one-child policy. You've testified 8 times at the U.S. United States Congress, and you're also co-founder of the Stop the Vaccine Passports Task Force. And you guys could find Reggie at Women's Rights Without Frontiers. I'm talking here about this breaking news, Reggie, regarding the CDC adding COVID vaccines to child immunization schedules. Talk to me about this. What are we looking at here?
Okay, so we, on the Stop Vaccine Passports Task Force, did a whole webinar about why the COVID-19 vaccine should under no circumstances be added to the childhood vaccination schedule. Now, what happened today is they have not added it yet. What they've done is they've recommended COVID shots for the CDC's free vaccine program, which means that a lot of kids are just going to get vaccinated with it. But that is making it go one step closer to putting it on the childhood vaccination schedule, which is going to also draw it closer to being mandated. And this is something that really is a line in the sand that parents have got to just say, I'm not going to allow this to happen to my kid. Because, number one, most kids have already had COVID and recovered. And it has, for a healthy kid, COVID has very little impact. They hardly get sick. They might get some sniffles, you know. So healthy children are not at risk. That's number one. And then number two, there are very serious adverse events that have been suppressed. So, for example, I'm thinking of Maddie DeGarry and her mother, Stephanie DeGarry. So Maddie was a healthy, vibrant, athletic, just loving life 12-year-old. And she and her two older siblings all volunteered to be part of the vaccine trial program for the, for the COVID-19 vaccine. I mean, their family is very obviously very pro-vaccine. And they had friends whose kids had done it and nothing bad happened to them. Well, nothing bad happened to Maddie's older siblings, but Maddie ended up with permanent severe neurological injuries. And she's now in a wheelchair and on a feeding tube. You know, so it's like Russian roulette. You never know how somebody's body is going to react. The older siblings are fine. She's permanently disabled. And the thing that's terrible, one of the many things that's terrible about it, is that her mother tried to talk about this on Twitter, and she was kicked off. There's a suppression of these injuries. And what that means is that people are not able to give informed consent because they're not informed, right? I mean, everybody should be able to weigh the risks and the benefits, and if the risks are being suppressed, they're not able to accurately weigh the risks and benefits.
So, Reggie, just so I understand this correctly, if this passes tomorrow and everybody voted on it today, it was unanimous. So I guess there's a secondary voting tomorrow. If this passes, correct me if I'm wrong here, this will give the green light to school districts to enforce mandates on their students. Some of these schools across the country had paused the mandates already, and that will require any student in these schools to have that vaccine before they can attend school?
Okay, so this is the thing. It has not yet been added to the childhood vaccination schedule. They said that they're having another another vote tomorrow. They didn't say what that was. I mean, maybe that is the vote on whether to put it on actually onto the mandatory schedule. And if that happens, that does open the door to, you know, schools mandating it. I mean, if it's on the mandatory schedule, the schools can mandate it. And I just hope that parents will just say no. This is, and for example, I remember reading about the Los Angeles school district, and some very large proportion of the kids were not coming to school because the parents just said, no, I'm not gonna vaccinate my kids. So the school system was seriously impacted. But I just want to say something else about this vaccine, the so-called vaccine. You know, this is not a traditional vaccine. This is a brand new gene editing therapy. And the thing that is so frightening about it is that because it was developed under, you know, Operation Warp Speed, under an emergency use authorization, it was not adequately tested for safety or effectiveness, and especially it was not adequately tested on children. So we have no idea what the long-term effects are. No one knows because it hasn't been around long enough to know what the long-term effects are. So we don't know whether it's going to, you know, impact fertility. We do know that young men have been getting myocarditis and even heart attacks and dying. So I just think it's massively irresponsible to put this on the childhood vaccine schedule and force everybody to take it.
According to the CDC, their website received 31,000 public comments, along with hundreds of experts warning of the serious risks. And the CDC is claiming that the benefits outweigh the risks. And today they just voted to add the C19 mRNA to this VFC program. So I don't have much faith that they're going to not vote for it tomorrow. Can I ask you just because you seem to be extremely in tune with all of this, and we've all heard about the myocarditis and the people dying. Can you stick through the break, and I want to talk with you more about this?
Sure, I'll do that.
Absolutely. Okay, Reggie, we'll be right back here after the break. Dave here at Real Side Radio. This is dangerous stuff, folks, and we're going to talk a lot more about this. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Real Side Radio.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News. I'm Tony Maruso reporting. The Federal Trade Commission is warning people applying for student loan forgiveness about scams.
The agency said Tuesday that criminals are setting up websites claiming to apply on borrowers' behalf. The FTC is stressing that the only legitimate application site and the only place to apply is studentaid.gov. Texas public schools are giving DNA kits to parents to help them identify their children's bodies in case of an emergency. The move has sparked controversy among some parents who say it sends the message that the government won't do anything to stop the problem of gun violence. And the Los Angeles City Council is electing a new president after the Nuri Martinez scandal. Councilman Paul Krikorian was elected by his fellow council members at Tuesday's meeting. Former council president Nuri Martinez resigned last week after being caught making racist remarks on a leaked tape. This is USA Ready.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God! They're like flying television!
Welcome back, Real Side Radio. Whiskey Dave here in the chair, and it is great speaking with you for the next 3 hours tonight, and it is always a pleasure being here to talk about the moments that we are currently in right now, and it just seems to be getting crazier than ever. I'm delighted to be joined by Reggie Littlejohn. She is the founder and president of Women's Rights Without Frontiers, and also is a co-founder of Stop Vaccine Passports Task Force. Reggie, I got to ask you right before the break, I was leading up to ask you where this motivation is coming from. I know that, you know, the government's bought 170 million doses from the pharmaceutical companies. Please tell me this is something other than just money.
Wow. Well, okay. There's money and there are other things involved. Let me just say this. When a vaccine is put on the childhood vaccination schedule, what that does is that it absolves the vaccine manufacturers from liability for injuries and death. So do you understand? It's like and that's where they're pushing it onto this, in my opinion, why they're pushing it onto the vaccine schedule for children. Because they are willing to take any kind of risks with our kids in order to be able to shield themselves from liability for the harms that they cause. So that's one motive, all right? The other motive is even darker than that, in my opinion, which is I believe that the reason that it's going to be put on the schedule and that they continue to push this vaccine, even though Biden has said that the pandemic is over, even though most kids have recovered from COVID and they have natural immunity, which is superior to vaccinated immunity. But I just think that they're continuing to try to foment fear about this so that they can justify these things that I call, or that many people call, vaccine passports. So this is a digital health ID on your phone. And it can be called a vaccine passport, can be called an Excelsior pass, can be called a smart health card. And the same thing is true even of digital driver's licenses. Any mandatory digital ID can host the same platform as China's social credit system, which is it's a tool of mass surveillance and totalitarian control. So you said, you know, is it all about money? I think that part of it is about surveilling us and controlling us through fear generated by COVID, which is not even that dangerous of a bug.
Well, no, you've got to survive. The infection survival rate is 99% for almost every age demographic across the board. So it's about power. It's about surveillance. I mean, you are an expert on China. You've talked about China's one child policy. You know, I heard today, and I played this at the beginning. You've probably seen the clip. Stacey Abrams, I'll just play this for you real quick here. When she's asked about the economy, she's actually asked a hard question on MSNBC's Morning Joe, and she immediately pivots to why abortion can help the economy. This is only a few seconds. Let me play it for you if you haven't heard it yet.
Why you're worried about your price for gas. It's why you're concerned about how much food costs. For women, this is not a reductive issue. You can't divorce being forced to carry an unwanted pregnancy from the economic realities of having a child.
In other words, if you are allowed to have abortions, that is better for you economically. The solution to our economic doldrums and the recession that is impending right now is more abortions. Is this all interrelated here into what you're talking about, this control?
Well, I'll tell you what it is related to, which is, you know, my expertise is on coercive population control in China. And China right now, as you know, they've had a one-child policy. It's now up to three-child policy.
Right.
They have forcibly aborted. They say 400 million. I say 500 million. Half a billion people. They forcibly aborted them, and so that they are heading into a demographic absolute crisis on a variety of fronts. But where this relates is that they are trying to encourage women to have more kids. And women are resisting this because it is expensive to have a kid. And they just, you know, they can't. Because of the one-child policy, people are responsible for themselves. And they're responsible to take care of their elderly parents and grandparents. And then they usually would have one kid, at the most two kids. But now, you know, China's trying to pressure everybody into having three kids. And they just can't do it economically. So now I think that the situation in China could be almost forced pregnancy, like either you have a kid or you have another kid or you lose your job kind of thing.
You're not talking about the pendulum swinging from one extreme to another. Forced abortions to forced pregnancy?
Right. Exactly. But there is something that ties them together, okay? And that is, that the woman's, in either case, the woman's body is in the domain of the state. The state dictates whether and when she can have children and how many she can have. So there's no free will in China regarding childbearing. And so that's how you tie those two together. They're both coercive.
That's terrifying, because there are so many people in the United States, especially on the left and the socialists here, that look to that type of control. They look to that type of, they're leveraging people's health and their economy and their standard of living with corrective behavior that the state believes is correct in that moment. And going back to the CDC situation here with this vaccine mandate, that, I mean, I don't see this happening in Europe. There's no requirement in schools in Europe for the kids to have it, is there?
Well, okay, Europe is a lot of countries, so I can't tell you country by country. But I will tell you this, that recently the United Kingdom has stopped recommending vaccines for any kid 11 and under. They just say that it's not worth it, that there is significant risk involved, and that there's very little benefit, because healthy kids just recover from COVID, and that's the end. But another thing is, you know, we're talking about myocarditis before. Dr. Peter McCullough is possibly the most published cardiologist in the United States or even in the world, and he is extremely concerned about myocarditis in young men and including teenage boys. And the CDC and others, they're trying to sort of normalize it. It's not unusual for, you know, myocarditis is not that big of a deal. It's mild. And what Peter McCullough says is there's no such thing as mild myocarditis. It will leave a scar. It's going to damage heart, no matter how mild it is. So to push this down to babies is crazy. Another thing is that recent scientific studies have shown is that because these vaccines are delivered in something called lipid nanoparticles travel everywhere in the body. You know, we were told it would stay in the arm. It doesn't stay in the arm. It goes everywhere. It goes even crosses the blood-brain barrier, and it crosses into the heart, crosses into all the organs. And so we have, including the ovaries, including the testes. And so what's it going to do to six-month-old babies if these lipid nanoparticles are going to their ovaries and their testes with their mRNA, their gene editing? How's that going to affect a kid's DNA going forward? And the answer to that question is we don't know. And so if we don't know, it's absolutely irresponsible to put this on the mandatory childhood vaccine schedule. I would just say, please, everyone, go to stopvaxpassports.org, stopvaxpassports.org. And there's a button on the left that says take action. Click the take action and then just, take action on stopping childhood vaccines, because there's an action item there.
In our last minute here with you, this is fascinating. I can go on for an hour on this, but is there questions regarding vaccine data manipulation, misinformation? Is there fraud? I can't help but go back and take a look at what I've learned in the last year, that Pfizer ex-board members work for the FDA panel that approves all these things.
That's exactly right. I mean, this is the thing that people don't realize. I mean, you and I grew up, most of the people grew up trusting the government and trusting the FDA to do their job and to protect us. And what has developed is this revolving door where people will be from a major vaccine manufacturer and then they'll end up at the FDA.
My goodness. Reggie, I want to have you back on again to talk more about this. We're coming up to a hard break here. Everybody check out Stop Vaccine Passports Task Force. Thank you so much for your time, Reggie. We'll be right back after the break, folks.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing than to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of Trustlink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthur Decks for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthur Decks for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up. Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
And welcome back to Realside Radio. Guest host Dave Whiskey Dave here in the chair for you. Joe will be back again tomorrow. And you can always check out the website, joemessina.com. And if you'd like to chime in and discuss what I'm talking about right now or any other issue, tonight I am in the chair here until 9 p.m. Pacific. You're welcome to join us at 855-REAL-JOE. That's 855-732-5563. You know, I did an interview with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. some time ago, and we were talking about the vaccine manufacturers, what Reggie was just talking about, in fact, are immune to lawsuits. This is due to the Act, as it's called, 1986. This is what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. talks about. And if the vax on the childhood vax schedule, if we're adding this now, this COVID vaccine, you know, it's all about profits. It's all about a guaranteed customer base. And I'm just going to say this to you. Okay, I'm not one of these conspiracy theorists, guys, but I do take a look at actual numbers. And in 1983, the autism rate in the United States was 1 in 10,000. In 2008, the autism rate in the United States was 1 in 150. And that was after 20 years of huge numbers of new vaccines being mandated in public and on our kids. Folks, just do the math. And again, as we were just talking about here with Reggie on all of this, you know, some of these guys that are on the FDA, on the board, over at the CDC, they've come from the pharmaceutical industry. And the thing that I was talking about with Robert F. Kennedy, and you can look him up and learn about this yourself, you don't need my interview, is that when you're talking about liability issues, as Reggie was just talking about, that is real. And they are actually incentivizing folks at different pharmaceutical companies to bring the patents up. And if they bring up these patents, they will then get royalties. Individuals at the CDC. Individuals at the FDA. Do you know what that means, folks? It's a complete conflict of interest. That if I'm working for a tax-funded, taxpayer publicly funded organization like the CDC, and I'm working on vaccines, and I get a vaccine funded by the government and approved, that I will receive ongoing royalties as long as that vaccine is alive. In addition to my probably exorbitant salary. So where are the checks and the balances on all of this? We know who CDC works for. It's called Big Pharma. These panels are an absolute joke. And I'm telling you right now that there is so much corruption. There is so little faith in our institutions today because of reasons like these. And I'm worried about our kids. And you could say, yeah, Dave, homeschool, homeschool, homeschool. Yeah, okay, that's great for those that can. Most can't. Most people just simply can't homeschool economically or just don't have the bandwidth and their own education to homeschool. And that's not a debate I want to get into. But we're looking here at something which is absolutely... Do you remember a year or so ago? It wasn't even that long ago that they were saying that you needed to get vaccinated so you wouldn't get COVID. They all said it. Here's Rachel Maddow and Joe Biden and a whole bunch of others. Here they are.
Stops with every vaccinated person. A vaccinated person gets exposed to the virus. The virus does not infect them. The virus cannot then use that person to go anywhere else. It cannot use a vaccinated person as a host to go get more people. That means the vaccines will get us to the end of this.
Essentially, vaccines block you from getting and giving the virus.
That's an infectious disease expert, by the way.
Are at a very, very low risk of getting COVID-19. Therefore, if you've been fully vaccinated, you no longer need to wear a mask.
When people are vaccinated, they can feel safe that they are not going to get infected. We have all the vaccines we need.
Fauci.
We just need our people to take it. A, for their own protection, for the protection of their family, but also to break the chain of transmission. You want to be a dead end to the virus. So when the virus gets to you...
That's Fauci. This goes on and on and on and on. There are hundreds of examples of these people telling you if you got vaccinated, you will not get COVID. You will break the chain. That's Anthony Fauci. The highest paid public, non-elected, by the way, official in the U.S. government. He makes more money than the U.S. president. You will not get COVID if you get vaccinated. This is what they were saying just a year ago. How can you have faith in these people? because there's no testing that's been done. We don't have 3, 5, 10 years of actual studies. We don't know how this is impacting our children. We don't know why these heart attacks seem to be coming out of left field all of a sudden for so many people that are dying in their 50s, in their 60s, in their 30s in some cases. Do you trust that they're not squashing any information that leads back to the fact? I had a guy that I went to high school with. I didn't know him in the last, you know, after we graduated, but I knew of him, a very successful doctor. Very nice guy in high school. I liked him very much. And a lot of people did. Genuinely great guy. He became an OBGYN doctor over at Cedars-Sinai Hospital. And he just had a heart attack a few months ago running on a trail. 53. I don't know anything other than he just had his third dose. He had his third jab within the last couple of weeks. That's all I know. So I'm not saying, but I'm just saying, how do we not know anymore? 53. The guy was healthy. He was a hiker. Saw pictures of him as an adult. He was in the newspaper. He looked thin and in shape. How can we trust that this level of misinformation that is coming out of our U.S. government and the CDC to control us and to control our children isn't a ruse just so that they can become more powerful and more wealthy? The fact that I am asking questions, I'm a moderate right-of-center guy. I'm not a crazy QAnon guy. No offense to those that are. But the one thing that I've learned in the past 2.5 years is when somebody calls you a conspiracy theorist, wait for 6 months because that conspiracy theory becomes true. And the CDC are going to mandate that our children, all of our children, will have to take the jab. I'm scared to death. I'm scared to death. I've seen how it's impacted my young kids. They're not young. One's in high school, one's in college. Question authority. Remember that bumper sticker from the 80s? You're supposed to stand up and you're supposed to say, hey, you unelected officials that are supposed to be the smartest people in the room, you're now asking us to do something that is potentially extremely dangerous. And you don't have the scientific backing or a history or term that is long enough to develop statistics that we can all depend on or rely on. Let's take a deep breath, CDC. Maybe give it 5 years. Why don't you? Because if the kids do get, if they do get COVID-19, guess what happens? 99.9% of them get a sniffle or two if they feel anything. And they are back in school within a week. My mother, she's elderly. She just had COVID last week. And she barely knew she had it. Barely knew she had it. Take a deep breath, ladies and gentlemen, and question authority. Be back for hour number two. Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe Messina at Real Side Radio. We'll be right back after the break.